Just a real pleasure to have in studio with us this evening a young man by the name of Adam Talk, and he comes into CJAD bearing hockey socks. And why is he doing that? Because Degree is the name of the company. Degree, Degree Fashions, is the inventor of the Gladiator Sock. And the Gladiator Sock is meant to provide you protection on the ice. And just exactly how does that do it, and what makes this sock so unique? And I have it in my hand right now. I'm going to take some photos of this sock and post it on my Facebook page in a couple of minutes, but I want to get into the conversation first. Adam, first of all, welcome to CJAD.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, tell us a little bit about this sock, and first of all, what makes it so special?
Well, the Gladiator sock is an unprecedented hockey innovation.
Okay.
That's constructed to be more than 50% more cut-resistant than the average hockey sock out there today.
Okay, so when you say that, what does that mean exactly?
Well, the sock itself is made of the outside of two layers. The outside layer is 100% polyester. The inside layer is 100% Dyneema, which is the world's strongest fiber.
Okay. And how did you come up with this design? Take us back to sort of the day one of this invention, if I could call it that.
Day one, well, we have headwear machinery in our factory here in Montreal.
Because you're
a headwear manufacturer.
Make hats.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and now you make socks.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So we've been in this hockey sock industry for about 6 years. And about 2 years ago, David Talk and myself thought about the idea where how we could maybe line the current sock out there with some kind of cut-resistant fiber. So we called around, looked around, and we found that Dyneema is the perfect fiber to knit up and sew it into the sock. And that gives it the cut resistance value. And
so we have it.
And there you go.
So I'm looking at the sock right now. I'm looking at a sock that is not a Gladiator sock. And it looks like your regular sock, something that I would have played with many, many years ago. And it's basically the same fabric on the inside and the outside, Adam. Is that right?
It's the same fabric on the outside. Yes, inside and outside is the same 100% polyester.
Yep.
But the only difference of the Gladiator sock is that the inside liner, we added an inside liner of Dyneema.
Okay, so this particular fabric, when you say cut resistant, and I'm looking at the packaging right now, Gladiator sock, cut resistant hockey socks. I'll just read a little bit of the packaging. Protecting your entire leg from the ankle all the way up. Inner protective lining made of Dyneema fiber. So I guess the key to your hockey sock is the fact that on the outside it could be any team colors. And I guess we're looking at, what are these Canuck colors in front of us?
Those are the Vancouver Canuck colors that you have in front of you.
I'm not sure how we let you into the building with Vancouver Canuck colors, but welcome anyways. But on the inside, that's where the technology meets the fabric, right?
Correct. The inside technology, which is always going to be a white color, the outside technology is any NHL team color, any solid color, any custom colors are available. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of the sock, that there's no other fiber out there that can make or keep the same colors for the look of the outside NHL sock.
Adam Talk is with us. He's a Montrealer. The company is Degree Fashions, initially in the headwear business and now in the sock-making business. Adam, tell us, where did this begin? Where did this idea begin?
Well, David and myself were just, you know, thinking about how different ways or technologies how to come up with some kind of cut-resistant protective sock.
Okay.
Because we've seen and noticed in the NHL, at the NHL level, the incidents have been dramatically increasing over the past couple of years.
Yep.
Just to mention, there's been 25 cuts, NHLers who have gotten cut on their legs, not just below the ankle or the Achilles area, above the knee as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that there was, you know, there was a void in the market, and that the initiative would be designed to basically turn what would be a major cut into a minor cut, or better yet, a surface scratch.
Now, you talk about this Dyneema fabric that, again, sort of backs the team colors on the other side.
Yeah.
How long a process has this been for Degree Fashions for sort of Gladiator to hit the market, at the product being that it is? How much research development? I'm not sure of the lingo here, but you help me.
The R&D,
yeah,
per se. It's been, like I said, about, you know, a year and a half of real R&D development. And, you know, we've come up, we've tested it, we've tried numerous variations of how we felt to construct the sock where it still keeps its comfort level, the wearability. And we came up, it's basically been about a year and a half of testing, and now it is on the market, and you could basically get it directly from us.
Okay. Now, are these socks being worn by NHLers? Is that your marketplace?
No, not right. The NHLers have to wear certain socks by a certain supplier. Okay. But right now, our market is basically for the kids in minor hockey associations or even individuals who are just not playing at the professional level. Because we feel that there is a need out there, that if the product is out there that could prevent anyone, whether it's kids or adults, from getting cut, they should be wearing it.
So in terms of this product, and again, it's a gladiator sock.
Yeah.
It's the labeling, last line of defense against skate blade cuts. When you say cut resistant, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, cut resistant, like to get into a little more detail,
sure.
Nothing could really be cut proof
okay.
where you will be able to wear something at the comfort level. Basically, if you want something to be cut-proof, you got to put a piece of steel on your legs.
Okay.
And clearly that's not the case.
Or not feasible, I'd say.
Feasible,
that could slow down your game.
I think that would prevent your...
Your skating.
Basically.
Right.
So what we said for cut resistance, the sock has been tested, and we believe, and from the test results that we've seen, it's 50% more stronger and more cut-resistant than the regular sock out there today.
Okay. Well, and, like, sort of in terms of weight and... differences again. In my right hand, I'm holding a regular hockey sock, and my left hand is the gladiator sock. Differences associated with that?
The really only difference associated is the inner liner.
And the inner liner is very light. I mean,
extremely light.
Yeah,
it doesn't retain any water or absorb any water.
It's a mesh type fabric, right?
It's a mesh type fabric that's also a cooling fiber, as you could feel it on the sock.
Yeah,
and it doesn't make your doesn't make your legs any heavier by putting on the sock.
Right.
It gives you the same wearability as the regular socks.
Okay, it's the gladiator sock, and what we're going to do is, with Adam Talk, we are going to test it out, because Adam's walked in with a pair of skates, in fact, and we're going to find out what he means by cut resistance in terms of this particular sock. Give us a couple of minutes. We're going to head to traffic. I'm going to post a photo or three on my Facebook page of the Gladiator sock, and we're going to take a little test drive, I guess you could say. So yours truly hosts a show called the Locker Room Weekends right here on CJD between 6 and 7. And right now I feel like I am in the locker room, because Adam Talk from Dogree Fashions... The Gladiator is the name of the cut-resistant hockey socks that are making their way to the marketplace, designed for youngsters, skaters of all ages, hockey players of all ages, for a protection that just has not been seen in the marketplace with respect to the Dyneema fiber that's sewn into these socks, and it is touted to be the world's strongest fiber, and it provides 360-degree protection. And if you just check out my Facebook page right now, there will be a photo of Adam Talk, a Montrealer. This is a Montreal business, a Montreal industry, a Montreal invention. Adam exhibiting his socks, and at the time of the photo, he's also holding a very sharp skate blade that's attached to a Bauer skate. So what I'd like to do, Adam, is we'll provide a little play-by-play here, and I'll help you out. But I'm holding, as you hold the skate blade and the skate, I'm holding one of the Gladiator socks. Now, should it be inside out, or should we?
We'll start with it outside in, like the regular way.
The regular way. Okay, so let me just turn this around here, and I must admit, this is probably the first time we've done this on the show. So yeah. Sock the other way. Okay, so these are Canuck colors, green, blue, and white, and you're holding that skate, and how would you...
We could put it, lay it flat on
lay
the
it
table.
Flat. Okay, demonstrate the cut resistance. Okay.
Take my hand as the leg and basically
try to cut across
the outer exterior, which
right.
is the 100% polyester.
Okay.
So this is, as I'm cutting it...
Yep. So it looks like you're...
slices.
Yep.
And we'll go different ways, up, you know, diagonal, vertically.
So basically you just got that Bauer blade right up against
it's right up against the outer layer. And clearly you could see that there's not even a damage on the outer layer.
Right.
But again, it's very hard to do a testing without an actual person putting on the sock over the shin pad.
Right.
Because then right now you have basically four layers of sock.
Right. And it's incredibly light. which is what really impresses me. And again, the fabric on the inside is
the Dyneema.
Yeah.
And it's very, very light. It's a mesh-like fabric, and that is where we get the cut resistance from.
Now, where can we find these? Who's wearing them now?
Right now, we've been doing, as I said before, a lot of market research.
Yeah.
And we've sent them out to probably over, 100 different individuals.
Okay. Schools,
basically,
groups.
The two schools that we focused on was LCC,
yep.
Lower Canada College,
yep.
here in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
and St. Mary's College in Detroit, Michigan. Okay. So we basically gave it out to about 50 kids between mm-hmm. the two schools, and the results have been extremely positive. 90% of them felt extremely comfortable,
right.
No difference from their old socks to these Gladiator socks,
right.
And about 93% of them said that they felt that they would buy these socks and were extremely happy and much safer wearing these socks.
Because as we know and we've seen, Michael Camilleri, an example of players who are getting hurt
mm-hmm.
in what can be a very dangerous game of hockey. And as you said earlier off the top, I mean, you've got a skate blade attached to a boot, and you always hope for the best when you head out and you lace up a pair of skates, but you never know.
Skate blades are like knives. They're
right.
sharp objects that are, at the bottom of
yep.
250-pound guys
right.
at the NHL level, and even little kids, who play from the age of 11 to 18, and the older you get, there's the more physical the game becomes
mm-hmm.
because of the contact, and just it could be such a freak accident
sure.
when this type of thing occurs.
Absolutely.
And if we could prevent that going forward, this product exists on the market. We believe that it should be out there on every individual playing hockey.
Dogree Fashions is the name of the company. It's a Montreal company, hat makers initially, and now as part of that business, incorporating the Gladiator sock. How can these be purchased, Adam?
These socks can be purchased basically if you go to our website, www.gladiatorsocks.com.
Mm-hmm.
You could fill out the email form on the website for any inquiries.
Yeah.
And that is right now how you could purchase the socks. You could call. We also have a toll-free number, 1-800-839-8808, extension 139. And I'd be happy to answer all of your questions. And once again, I just want to reiterate that these socks are made in Montreal.
Right.
And they are the full hockey stocking socks that go above and over your shin pads. They're
right.
not the hockey tube socks that a lot of other companies out there are making.
Right.
And, with some great success out there. But this is something very new and innovative that we believe is going to be extremely important to kids playing hockey all across the world.
What's next for you folks?
Not really sure. I guess we'll have to try to create something new. But our main focus right now is just really getting this out there and making everybody aware, parents, children,
mm-hmm.
just aware of the safety precautions necessary.
I have to tell you, in chatting with you, it's Adam Talk from Dogree Fashions and the inventor of the Gladiator sock with the folks at Dogree Fashions. I had a conversation with Mr. Godin from Godin Guitars not too long ago, also a local company. They make guitars, and my conversation with him took me from his roots of guitar making, which, as I recall, began as a conversation I had with him about a year ago, and he talked about the fact that he started making guitars in a small town in Quebec that originally, I think he said, manufactured windows. And that company went from manufacturing windows to manufacturing incredible musical instruments. And that was the first thing that crossed my mind when you mentioned you folks going from making headwear and hats to now making Gladiator socks. And I can't imagine what kind of transition that might have been for the company or you did business?
It's still, I wouldn't say it's not a full transition. It's more of a division under Dogree
yeah.
Fashions. And it's something that David Talk and myself have really taken, the lead on
sure.
to really just try to become and try to get all of our machines
right.
useful at the same time.
Was that a challenge though?
It was a challenge at first
yeah.
because we had to set up the machines accordingly to knit up these hockey socks.
Yeah, because socks aren't hats.
Socks aren't hats.
Yeah, exactly.
Hats aren't socks.
Right.
But, you know, after a few tests and trials, we were able to perfect it, and now we believe we have an excellent product.
Well, that's great. It's a terrific story. It's a terrific product. And the product, again, the Gladiator Sock, cut-resistant hockey socks, which provide, says so right here in the packaging, 360 degrees of leg protection, thanks to... Dyneema is the fabric, and check it out. Check them out. Check out the Gladiator sock. Just a terrific story. Adam, much luck, and thanks for coming by with the socks and the skates and the little test drive here, and I wish you best of luck in the future.
Thank you for having me.